John Wesley said this, "Do all the good you can by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, to all the people you can, for as long as you can." And echoing our scripture from Luke, Wes Yakima, a pastor and artist on the West Coast, once said, "When the church is involved in addressing human needs, it is doing nothing extraordinary." We wear many hats in this church, both as staff and clergy, and also, I'm sure, as laity. One of the hats that I wear is to be the chair of the Conference Board of Justice, Advocacy, and Equity. That's a fancy big name for really what is the Board of Church and Society, the Commission on Race and Religion, Cosgrove, the Committee on Issues Affecting Women, and Disability Concerns. It's a massive committee. It's a big committee with lots to do. I serve on that board, and this Sunday is what is termed Peace with Justice Sunday. Throughout our conference and throughout our global church, on this Sunday or Sundays somewhere around it, churches are gathering and a special offering is taken to help fund efforts that go on in area conferences and around the world. Our funds that come through our conference help support the efforts of the work of JFON, the Committee on Immigration, on Circles in the West Michigan area that works with the homeless and the poor in the Grand Rapids area, on the Keep Making Peace Conference that's held every March here in Lansing, and on reconciling discussions as we deal with issues of sexuality and gender. It's a massive undertaking to be chair of the committee, but there are a lot of good clergy and laity who are part of the committee. So I'm here today to make a pitch. I'm here today to make a call to ask you to take some action, to do something. And part of that is to take a look at what you may have seen or heard, which is the social principles of the United Methodist Church. Did you know we had principles? Well, we do. Now, I remember as a youth being told there were two ways to spell principle. P-R-I-N-C-I-P-A-L or P-R-I-N-C-I-P-L-E. And my teacher once told me the way you could always remember it was that principal, P-A-L, was that head person, the top person. So the principal in your school was the principal, and you could remember how to spell it because he or she should be your pal. So principal was the pal. The other principal was harder to describe. Principals were something altogether different. Principles, according to Merriam-Webster, is that moral rule or belief that helps you to know what is right and what is wrong. It's that principle, it's that moral rule, it's that guidepost, it's that signpost, that roadmap that helps you know and influences your actions. So, as the teacher would say, it's a good principle to keep the principal as your pal. At least I know how to spell principle. So on this Peace with Justice Sunday, I'd like to share some thoughts on principles, the P-A-L-E-S kind, the kind that guide and serve as a roadmap for our actions and specifically are set forth by our denomination in our United Methodist Social Principles. Now, I have a question. Would we be able to have a church-run bingo night fundraiser or a casino night here with the proceeds if they went to mission? I'm hearing no from the choir. Yes? Well, according to the social principles and what guides our church as our principle, the answer is no, because we are opposed to gaming and gambling. Now, would the United Methodist Church support government-subsidized health care? Or the elimination of the death penalty? Or zero tolerance to bullying? Yes. In the social principles, we are opposed and speak about those things. Would our denomination approve of placing nuclear weapons in orbit? Or having embargoes against other nation states to impede the flow of commerce? The answer on both those is also no. The social principles are filled with concerns and issues that have come up and come before our general conference every 4 years. They reflect our common theological task of a church, which is to make disciples, and the other part of that for the transformation of the world, to transform our society, the world. Or as Wesley put it, to continue to do all the good we can by all the means we can, in all the ways we can. Now, originally, these social principles came out back in 1908. They were called the Social Creed. And that Social Creed was the product of that first social gospel era of renewal and reform in the history of the church, from about 1880 to 1920. And these social principles, the Social Creed, came out of that period of our church. They were drafted during a time not unlike our own, though. It was a time of great displacement of people from one area to another and relocation. There was mass migration around the country. There was the need and the push for a living wage. There were concerns about job safety at mills and in the mines. There was concern about unchecked corporate greed and industrial urbanization in our cities and the rise of slums. Then, in 1908, the issues were national in scope, as our church was national. Today, these concerns are still with us, but they are global in scope. They reach far beyond just our shores and our local churches, because our church is a global church. Now, the social principles were updated in 1972 when we became the United Methodist Church. And they've been reviewed and tweaked every 4 years at our general conferences. And they can be found printed in the Book of Discipline or as this separate little booklet that gets published and most church and society committees have. But they're never binding. They're never meant to be binding. They never have the authority to be the law, but they've always been seen as a prayerful and thoughtful effort on the part of our church to speak to the human issues of our day, of the contemporary world, from sound biblical and theological foundations rooted in our Methodist traditions that go all the way back to John Wesley working change the labor laws in England so that women didn't have to work the long hours they did, or work with prisons to get prison reform, or work to oppose slavery. They are a call to faithfulness They're intended to be instructive and persuasive in the best of that prophetic spirit that we heard read from the book of Amos this morning. They're meant to be for us things in which we live into. Now, 6 years ago in 2012, that year's General Conference voted to thoroughly revise the social principles. It had really never been done since 1968 to 1972. To make them more succinct, more theologically grounded, and more globally relevant. Many concerns were coming about the social principles because people would say, particularly people in Africa and other nations outside the U.S., when you talk about families, you talk about mom and dads and children. When we talk about family, we talk about a whole village. We talk about a whole community. We talk about grandparents and elders. You need to change these principles to include us. So for the last 5 years, a task force from the General Board of Church and Society has been at work gathering information, holding listening sessions across the connection, across the world, with more than 200 United Methodists from Africa, Europe, the Philippines, and our own nation. A first draft has been prepared and was released this year right after Easter on April 12th. And from now through August, the task force is open for public comment. This is what I'd like you to do. This is my call to you. You can get a copy of the draft by clicking on your computer's www.umcjustice.org/SP2020. You can get a copy. We have them here at the church too, and we can get copies to you that way as well. Or you can just click on and ask Google to find Draft of Revised Social Principles, PLES, not Principals, and get a copy. We'll be hosting one of several public comment sessions for the Michigan area later this summer, on Sunday, August 5th, from 3 to 5 in the afternoon here at Narden. I hope many of you will get a copy of the draft, read it, and attend the August meeting. We'll have a sign-up sheet available at a later date for folks who are interested in doing that. The information that's collected will be sent back and brought back to the Board of Church and Society, and additional changes, if needed, will be made. At the 2020 General Conference, the revised social principles come before the body for consideration and action. These principles are our guide. They're a statement of principles from the church to the world. They've been divided into six categories: the natural world, the nurturing world, our social community, the economic community, the political community, and the world community. Basically, our social principles are about inclusion. It's a basic principle of our faith. To let justice roll, to create ripples for justice and righteousness in all that we do, in the little everyday things we do, the unthinking things we do, like a servant going about his or her daily task, not waiting to be thanked, just simply doing it like breathing. Doing what needs to be done, what a principled person can do to put faith into practice. Maybe it's delivering food to the elderly, or building tiny houses in downtown Center City, Detroit. Maybe it's setting up to house the homeless in our church. It's all creating ripples. Maybe it's selling fair trade coffee and chocolates and teas once a month. holding candles with our Muslim neighbors in a prayer service for those killed in Gaza. Maybe it's walking for an immigrant family to Lansing, creating ripples for justice. Maybe it's speaking out for a living wage still, or standing with the water warriors of Flint and Detroit for clean, safe water. Creating ripples for justice and righteousness, encouraging our neighbors, our global neighbors, ensuring that they have a place at the table. And so we create ripples. The social principles help us model what justice and inclusion and love look like in the world. There's a song in the musical Hamilton where Burr talks about he wants a place at the table. I want to be at the room where it happens. Well, this time and this period of time with the social principles, we have an opportunity to be in the room where it happens, to comment on the social principles, to look at them from a global perspective, to make our comments, and our comments will be heard. These principles that are a signpost for each of us, so that we can live in such a way that others will be inspired by our example and create ripples as well. Not waiting or needing to be thanked, simply doing the word. Doing the word to make disciples, to transform our communities and our world and our nation into one where no one is left out. Where no one would be left out because of race or ethnicity, ability, religion, national origin, sexual orientation, gender identity, age, or sex. Creating ripples. Living out our principles. Living into this social creed. And with God's help, let it be so. And now would you join me? In your bulletin you will find a copy of the social creed. Would you join me in the social creed? And may the ripples flow, for this is what we believe. We believe in God, creator of the world, and in Jesus Christ, the redeemer of creation. We believe in the Holy Spirit, through whom we acknowledge God's gifts, and we repent of our sin of misusing these gifts to idolatrous ends. We affirm the natural world as God's handiwork and dedicate ourselves to its preservation, enhancement, and faithful use by humankind. We joyfully receive for ourselves and others the blessing of community, sexuality, marriage, and family. We commit ourselves to the rights of men, women, children, youth, young adults, the aging, and people with disabilities, to improvement of the quality of life, and to the rights and dignity of all persons. We believe in the right and duty of persons to work for the glory of God and the good of themselves and others, and in the protection of their welfare in so doing, in the rights of property as a trust from God, and responsible consumption, and the elimination of economic and social distress. We dedicate ourselves to peace throughout the world, to the rule of justice and law among nations, and to individual freedom for all people of the world. We believe in the present and final triumph of God's word in human affairs, and gladly accept the commission to manifest the life of the gospel in the world. Amen. Amen and amen.